Clark County voters overwhelmingly approved a $120 million continuation of the county ESPLOST, the Education Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax. So what are school district officials planning to do with the new money? With us today to discuss new school construction and more is the Chief of Operations for the Clark County School District, Dexter Fisher. Welcome to Athens News Matters.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Really appreciate the fact that you all have me on your program this morning.
Well, great. Well, first, can you tell us a little bit about the history of ESPLOST in Athens? How long has it been around and what projects has it funded in the past?
Well, ESPLOST has been around for almost over 20 plus years. Interestingly enough, ESPLOST was started initially is to help fund projects, and those projects would be like building new schools, renovations, HVAC upgrades, technology purchases, buses. Some of the major projects that we have done in the past, we built a new Hillsman Middle School, built new Barnett Shoals, Overthorpe Elementary, and Whitehead Elementary School. We did major renovations at Barnett Harris Middle School, Core Middle, Cedar and Clark Central High Schools. Last several years, those have been some of the major projects that we have done in the Clark County School District.
Well, what projects can we expect this round of ESPLOST to fund?
For this round, we're looking at building a brand new Clark Middle, which is going to be great for that particular community. Also, we're looking at doing major renovations in additions to Cedar Shoals High School, Gaines Elementary, Apps Road Elementary, and Cleveland Road Elementary. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we're also looking at doing some major maintenance upgrades in some of our schools. Of course, we'll look at those projects and look at those schools, see what the major needs are, and we'll start those projects.
Well, which of the projects at this point look like they have top priority?
Well, of course, Clark Middle is going to be our first major project out of the ground. We have already put together a building committee of parents, community volunteers, the administration over at Clark Middle. So we have already started that process for what that school would look like, what teachers think are the best for them to teach in their classrooms. So from a plan standpoint, we have already started the planning process for Clark Middle.
And when you say an advisement group, so you guys have sort of huddled up with parents and teachers alike to sort of get feedback on how to build this thing.
Yes, sir. Exactly. And we want that because, again, especially with our teachers and the administration in the building, they know what's best for their need, what their classroom need to look like, what the seating need to look like, what the design or how we go to the cafeteria need to look like. So we're going to build that school based on the feedback, along with the architects that we'll be working with, the feedback that parents, teachers and administrators will want Clark Middle School to look like.
And just staying with the Clark Middle project, what kind of timeline should parents expect? I mean, looking down the road, when would something like this be done, you think?
So that project would probably be a 3 to 4 year project. What we'll do, because since the splash has passed, we'll start collecting those revenues next year. Once we start collecting those revenues, we'll go ahead and we'll borrow the money. Once we get the funds started with the collections, because we'll pay those bonds back, and then you know the process will start. So probably about a 3 year process based on getting the materials in and getting everything started. So probably 3 year, no more than a 4 year process. I can tell you every project that we have done since we started the splash program from 20 years ago, it came in under time, most of the part under budget. So we really watch how we spend those dollars that the taxpayers in this community had graciously allowed us to do.
Well, who actually decides what ESPLOST will fund and what factors go into that decision?
Well, what we do a 5-year sort of strategic plan, and we look at the schools. You know, most schools, most educators to have a 20 to 30 year life cycle. So we look at the life cycle of all our schools based on how long that school has been standing. We look at what may need to be done. It could be a major renovation, or it could be a Clark Miller. Clark Miller is our oldest middle school in this district, so we knew it was time for us to build a brand new Clark Miller.
Dexter Fisher is the Chief of Operations for the Clark County School District.